Many parents are still trying to figure out how to take care of their children who have swine flu and how to protect the rest of the family. Consider, for example, the guidelines on the CDC's website. Some parents and doctors who've seen the CDC's advice say some of it goes too far, even for the most conscientious mom or dad. NPR's Deborah Franklin has the story.
Jen Hodston and her seventh grader, Soleil McDonald, live in Portland, Maine. And when Soleil came down with swine flu a couple of weeks ago, Hodston, like any mother, sprang into action with hand sanitizer, Tylenol, and chicken soup. She called her doctor and looked online at the CDC website to see what they were telling parents. There were some good tips, she said, but then this other stuff.
They said that people who have the H1N1 should be kept kind of segregated from the rest of the household, and that if they have to be in common areas, they should wear face masks, and that they should be isolated, basically.
The website said parents should try to stay at least 6 feet from their child. If you must have close contact with a sick person, for example, while holding a sick infant, spend the least amount of time possible in close contact and try to wear a face mask or even an extra protective N95 respirator. There was also this, a step-by-step podcast of how to put on that respirator.
Place the respirator on your face with the nose piece at your fingertips, allowing the headbands to hang freely below your hand. Position
to Jen Hodston, who'd been sitting up at night holding her sick child's hand, that all sounded like mom as fumigator-in-chief.
I wondered that if the people who wrote it have kids or know what it's like to have kids, that would terrify them. It's like that scene in E.T. where the people come in the suits, you know, it's horrifying.
And that's a big problem, says Dr. Bernard Dreyer, a health literacy researcher and pediatrician at New York University.
People look at this website and sort of get overwhelmed. Oh, my God, am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? And then they end up not doing anything.
Dr. Dreyer has been working on a much simpler list for the American Academy of Pediatrics.
I would focus on the washing the hands and washing the child's hands. And I would mention using hand sanitizers and getting that in the house.
Teach kids to cough into their elbows or sleeves if they can.
And then I would talk about not sharing spoons and dishes and, you know, washing things down once a day. Those would be the things I would tell them to do.
But what about the mask? Portland mom Jen Hodston has asthma. It's mild, but according to the CDC website, she's one of those people who should wear a mask around anyone with swine flu. Dr. Dreyer's opinion is more nuanced.
It's hard to tell a mother to wear a mask with a kid. You know, if somebody had mild asthma, I would probably not get too excited about it. If it's somebody with real chronic lung disease, really bad asthma, chronic bronchitis, I would be more worried about them, and I would say maybe you should wear a mask.
Dr. Dreyer was so alarmed when he saw the web advice that he fired off a note to the CDC. Dr. Ann Schuchat, who directs the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, told us that the website is a work in progress, always being revised.
As we learn more and as we realize, well, that was confusing, people didn't get it, or it was so long that no one could find the really important part, we're still trying to really find the best ways to get good information out to people that's practical.
So why push that hypervigilance at all? Peter Sandman is a New Jersey risk communication consultant for companies and government agencies. He thinks the problem stems from the CDC's urge to help you take care of your child the way a hospital would.
That's not realistic. It's good-hearted. It's well-intentioned. It's just not smart.
Research shows that public health experts would have better success, he says, if instead of only putting out the very best, most stringent precautions, they gave parents choices. Best, good, and good enough.
I suspect if you sat down with the CDC experts who wrote this advice and said, all right, in a realistic situation where a parent can't do all of this, but if they really work hard, they can do some of it, which are the things they should sacrifice and which are the things they should try to hang on to, they'd have answers.
In the meantime, Bernard Dreyer and the American Academy of Pediatrics will be putting out their own how-to list online in the next few weeks. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.